Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments in 911 emergency phone calls.
This isn't 911 emergency.
Yeah, I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car Sunday. He was the officer called me and told me my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Ma'am.
I'm worried sick to death.
Ma'am.
He's disrespectful, motherfucker. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187 because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
Ma'am, how old is your son?
He's 15. And
what?
And if I don't get it, I'ma kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, it's gonna be blood splatter. Every motherfucker's gonna be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm gonna commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you recorded every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick and tired of this motherfucker.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you,
Sammy? I sure do. I got a motherfucking hammer. I should crack you in your motherfucking head right now, you little bitch.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
No, I can't put no hammer down. Get the motherfucking officer out here.
Listen,
y'all want to pass him off, I'll be whooping the motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail. Well, so be it. Put me in jail, because I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay,
so
listen.
Here, or I'm
going
to kill this motherfucker,
so you better do it and move it.
Listen, are you there?
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, January 9th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, what happens when you tug on dog testicles? Plus, firing your gun into a pond and vomiting to ring in the new year, and Barbie was created by a kinky sex freak. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. At the top of the program, before we get into any audio, I have to say thanks to John from Wisconsin. I just happened to log on to MySpace and saw that I am tagged in a new photo. Apparently, he created an image of a little boy sleeping and me looking over him. It's a very creepy image indeed. So thank you very much, John from Wisconsin. Also got a... why do I keep saying Thay? I've got a Cindy Brady lisp happening today. Let me try that again. I also have to say thanks to Lazy Boy, who created a new Distorted View animation. Sideshow members have already seen it. I posted it on the feed a while ago. And now it's available for everyone. And best news ever, it's on the front page of Newgrounds. It's a featured animation. It's so far received over 46,000 views. I've been getting emails from people saying they discovered Distorted View through this, so I think Lazy Boy might be our front runner right now. He also emailed me to let me know it's up at DeviantArt, where it's received over 10,000 views. So it's getting quite a few clicks. Thank you very much, Lazy Boy, for creating that. It's very funny, by the way. It's the audio comes from Devi, the episode where I do an insensitive reenactment of those girls who were tanning on train tracks, and then they got hit by a train. it's a great flash animation. So thanks again, Lazy Boy. Moving on now. Angelo emailed me a link to a video. It's a short film, a documentary all about fisting. Let's take a listen to it together.
I like to push myself, so I was like, oh, why not? I'll just try it. I didn't see the fun or the eroticness in it, and I was like, I'll try it for the fuck of it. So
you don't try fisting for the fuck of it. Yeah, on a whim, I had this guy put his whole fist in my pussy. I thought, what the hell, I wasn't doing anything, I had a few hours to kill. And I like to push myself. There's no I can't in this I cunt.
Up on a fist, it's pretty much the most amazing feeling ever, because I love big cock, so to have a fist up there is just, like, amazing.
I love being the fister as well as being fisted, because I like probing around in there and trying to figure out how far I can get up there. I mean, I once stuck my fist up a dude's ass and literally got it up to, like, right here.
So she's pointing to her elbow.
Up to here. And I'm pushing and pushing and pushing, and he's enjoying it. Like, he's genuinely taking pleasure out of it.
Let's hear the sounds of fisting pleasure real quick.
Oh,
Oh, he's loving it. Da 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 da. That's the sound of fisting, but how does it feel in words?
It feels good because it's nice and big, the way I like it. But once you're in there, it's like a whole new world. You know what I mean? I just can't describe it. It's like a whole new world once you have the fist up there. And
I can help you describe it with song. I can shove my fist in you. Deep and painful fisting, a whole new world.
Fucking rape, man.
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us.
Wait a minute.
Or where to.
Fuck it.
Or say.
Oh.
Dreaming a whole new shut up. It truly is a new world. Let's hear some more from the fisting advocates.
I mean, obviously, we can push out a kid, a huge head, out of it. So, I mean, it's possible. You just stretch it and work it in. A person with a decent-sized fist wants to, you know, try and slowly do it, then, you know, everyone should try it. But I think some girls are honestly scared, and some just have small pussies. But I got a big pussy. You could swim in that thing, so I'm good.
She's very proud of her big pussy that you can swim in. Fist it there.
Fisting is also a great way to make someone squirt.
There's a little tip there for you. Fisting is a great way to get the ladies to squirt. She's the Martha Stewart of fisting. All right, very good. So there you go, a little short fisting documentary. Moving on, do you guys know who Lori and Dory are? They were featured on Jerry Springer a long time ago in the 90s. And they're conjoined twins. They're conjoined at the head. As a matter of fact, I have a friend named Jodell, and she has really big boobs, so we named her tits Lori and Dory. And her pussy's name is Putsy. But that's neither here nor there. Now, one of the conjoined twins has a dream, and that dream is to become a country western singer. Now, I don't know which one's Lori and which one's Dory. I do know that one of the sisters has to be pushed around on a bar stool. Like, she's got some deformations that make her, like, really short. But the other one is like, normal height, and so she can't bend. You know, she can't spend her whole day bending down for the other sister, so they propped her up on a bar stool, so they're about the same height. It's kind of important when you're conjoined at the fucking head. Anyways, the music video they shot for this country western song obviously looks like a fucking freak show. Anyways, let's take a listen to Lori and Dory here.
One more bottle of wine. You told me your story and I thought about mine. You said when you lost her, you lost everything. It all started having a familiar ring.
It actually is not that bad. I mean, it's not good, but it's way better than the Linda Fingal Hall of Famers we feature here on the show. Here's the problem, though. This is the problem Lori and Dory are going to run into in their music career. They're fucking freaks! I hate to say it, but, you know, the general public's not going to want to purchase country music when looking at the album artwork makes them queasy. It's just an uncomfortable, unfortunate thing to look at. Here's another song from Lori and Dory.
Walking away, I saw a side of you.
Oh no.
And I knew it was there all along. And that someday I'd say goodbye to you.
Kind of got that retard mouth going where the teeth jet out a bit.
One right still make two wrongs. Not for each other. Right.
Well, now this song is not very good at all.
Stars, the difference is
day and night.
Now we're entering Linda Finkel territory.
Finest out, spent here with you in the dark. Just before I saw the light. People who I love and the people who need love.
Whoa, that's just awful. Now, Dory, interestingly enough, changed her name to Reba because she loves Reba McEntire. And then a few years ago, she changed it again to George. So now it's Lori and George, I guess. Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it? Moving on, I've got a news blooper here. This woman believes she's recording a news story, but she's actually live.
A national sex offender bill just passed into law the day before Douglas Moore died. Problem is, outside of Ontario, the law won't... Fuck.
Yes, that was a fuck.
We apologize for that technical difficulty.
And the final piece of audio I have for you today is actually from a news story. This guy gave his wife his kidney, she later cheated on him, and now he wants his kidney back.
A Long Island surgeon embroiled in a 4-year divorce from his estranged wife has a new request. He wants the kidney that he donated to her returned, or its equivalent value.
There's no deeper pain that you can ever express with betrayal from somebody who you loved and devoted your whole life to.
I can think of a worse pain, having a kidney ripped out of you.
Dr. Richard Batista married his wife, Donnell, back in 1990. The couple has 3 children, and in 2001, Dr. Batista donated his kidney to his wife.
Aww.
He later says she had an affair.
I felt humiliated and betrayed, disrespected, and disregarded for me as a person, as a man, as a husband.
Ugh, pussy.
As a father.
As part of divorce proceedings, Dr. Batista is not asking...
There's no takesy-backsies when it comes to vital organs.
...asking for any part of the family's Long Island
home.
Don't
be an Indian.
Instead, he only wants compensation for the donated kidney, which he says is worth $1.5 million.
Well, everyone thinks their kidneys are worth more than they really are. His wife must be loaded if he's going after $1.5 million, or his kidney. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked-up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We're nearing 1,000 episodes at this point. Plus, we do exclusive shows, extended programs, and video casts. This weekend, I've got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks, and I also have another video cast on deck. It's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The man who designed Barbie dolls, yes, Barbie and Ken, was a kinky swinger with a manic need for sexual gratification. Then why didn't you give your dolls any genitalia, for Christ's sakes? Jack Ryan, whose wives included Hollywood actress Zsa Zsa Gabor, surrounded himself with busty Barbie clones and threw wild orgies at his luxurious Bel Air, California mansion. Ryan, who died in 1991 at age 65, designed toys like the Barbie and Ken, Hot Wheels, and the Chatty Cathy talking doll during his years as a top executive for Mattel. Author Jerry Oppenheimer claims Ryan had a seamy side that sullies the carefully protected image of his best-known creation. In Toy Monster, the Big Bad World of Mattel, Oppenheimer says that Yale University-educated Ryan was a full-blown 70s-style swinger who patronized high-class call girls to streetwalkers in his quest for sexual excitement. You know he stuck a Barbie doll up his ass. At some point or another, it had to have happened. All sex freaks do it. Yes, 5 times married, Ryan also indulged in wife swapping, claims the book. Even more disturbingly, I'm interested, Ryan's kinky motivation played a part in his design of the world's favorite doll. Quote, when Jack talked about creating Barbie, it was like listening to somebody talk about a sexual episode. Almost like listening to a sexual predator, said Ryan's friend Stephen Nass. Yeah, we're gonna give that plastic bitch some big fucking tits and a juicy snatch. That's what we can do. Hey, you unscrew her head, little girls can pour water down in it. And any squeeze or cunt, maybe Ken will have a cock and he can plow into it and water will shoot out of her pussy. She'll be a squirter. That sounds good, Mr. Ryan. What do you want to call the doll? We're going to call her Barbie. I want to name her after my boss's 5-year-old daughter. Gwen Flora, who was the voice of Barbie in a line of talking dolls, said, "He once said to me he loved me being so tall so he could stick his nose in my boobs when he hugged me." Barbie, who is 50 years old in March, and Ken were named after the children of Mattel founders Ruth and Elliot Handler. But Oppenheimer said the real-life Ken was a closeted gay man who was diagnosed with AIDS before his death in 1994. I don't think that Ken doll would be quite as profitable as the others. New from Mattel, it's HIV-positive Ken. Play nurse and give Ken his daily meds. Yay! It's time for your AIDS cocktail, Ken! Uh-oh, low T-cell! Let's get him to the Malibu Dream Hospice! Ring, ring, ring! It's a call from Ken's parents! No, Mom, I will not see a youth pastor! I am who I am! I gotta go! I'm coughing up blood! You know what? On second thought, I think I would buy HIV-positive Ken. Yes, Oppenheimer said the real-life Ken was a closeted gay man who was diagnosed with AIDS before his death in 1994 in New York's Greenwich Village, of course. Oppenheimer said Ken Handler grew up embarrassed and humiliated by having an anatomically incorrect boy doll named after him with no hint of genitalia. You know what? You got bigger fish to fry. He's got AIDS and he's worried about a fucking doll that doesn't have a penis. He was married with 3 children, but the book claims, to all those who knew him, Ken Handler was a wonderful father, a loving husband, but there was another side to Ken, and in 1990, he was formally diagnosed with AIDS. Oh, poor Barbie. You better get checked out. His parents and wife were shocked. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from New Zealand. A large dog which bit a Hamilton boy will not be put to death because animal control staff say the child provoked the dog by pulling on its testicles. Fucking pervert child should be locked up. He should be the one being put down. The boy's mother, Sam Stevens, wants the dog destroyed after it caused facial injuries to her son, Kane. Well, teach your son not to tug on dog testicles, for Christ's sakes. Yes, the boy's mother, Sam Stevens, wants the dog destroyed after it caused facial injuries to her son, Kane, a 3-year-old, when it bit him at a Hamilton house on December 29th. Hamilton City Council has stood by the decision of its animal control staff, who say the Neapolitan Mastiff Cross dog was provoked. Kane spent 3 nights at a hospital. Quote, he had cuts around his eye, lacerations on the inside of his mouth where his cheek had been separated from his jaw. Ah, there was damage to the nerves in his cheek, which has caused his lip to droop.
I'll never pull on dog balls again. Lesson learned.
I think there's a place for you in the special poetry slam group.
I am the werewolf. Help. Werewolf in London.
Werewolf in Paris.
Werewolf is fun.
Werewolf is cute. Werewolf is gothic.
I turn myself into a werewolf.
All right, thank you very much, Special Poetry Slam. Oh, I found another video here. I don't think we've ever played this one on the show of the Special Poetry Slam retards. This is a guy, I guess he's into Elvis.
Elvis. Elvin. Melchi.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say Elvis Aaron Presley.
Elvis. Elvin. Melchi. Elvis is going to the army.
You know what? On second thought, it was a horrible idea to start playing that. Let's just move on. Yes, Miss Stevens, the mother, said Kane was attending a barbecue at the dog owner's Hamilton home. The owner was the ex-boyfriend of Miss Stevens' sister, who had taken the child for a swim. Miss Stevens said her son was warned for touching the dog inappropriately, and when he returned a second time, the dog attacked him. They claimed he touched the dog's testicles. She said she was totally at a loss as to why the dog had not been destroyed. Because it wasn't the fucking dog's fault that your stupid retard son was tugging at its balls. Quote, they, the animal control staff, have said the dog isn't a danger to anybody, but my son has been through a hell of a lot in the last week. Well, teach your son not to fucking fondle animals. Miss Stevens was aware the dog was at the property, but had never encountered the animal before. Her son had previous dealings with other family dogs. You better get those animals checked out, because I have a feeling you're going to find a whole hell of a lot of that kid's DNA on them. Or in them. As part of the animal control investigation, two independent witnesses said they had seen the boy deliberately leave the house and harm the dog by squeezing its testicles. The investigation also revealed the child had been involved in two previous incidents of alleged animal cruelty. So, lady, you are shit out of luck. And your son is a dog-touching pervert. How old is this kid? He's 3? Jesus Christ, wait till he discovers girls. You gon' get raped. Final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
It's one of those stories that, like, it couldn't happen anywhere else. It has to be Florida. An intoxicated man fired his Glock into a pond dozens of times after New Year's Eve before he vomited and started feeling better, neighbors and sheriff deputies said. This is what's happening in Florida. That's their news. A man shot his gun into a pond, vomited, and started feeling better. That's front page material right there. The 28-year-old man, a Navy rescue swimmer, is charged with misdemeanor use of a firearm while under the influence of alcohol. A neighbor told deputies he heard 20 to 30 gunshots coming from the man's backyard. As he spoke, about 8 more shots rang out, according to the arrest report. When a deputy walked back to investigate, he found the man sitting near the pond with a .45 caliber black Glock pistol lying next to him with 2 magazines, one empty and one loaded. The deputy said he smelled alcohol and noticed slurred speech. Then, while the defendant was handcuffed and sitting on the ground, he vomited approximately 3 times and then stated, "I feel better." I think this is the perfect opportunity to play a little bit of puke polka. Yes, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Checking in with my freaky dickies one last time this week.
Hello, Tim. This is Johnny Hungwell. I just wanted to give you you're a freak one moment.
All right, it's time for a freak moment.
So wet.
More puke. Wonderful. All right.
My freak moment happened actually today. It's the 6th. I was listening to the show. And when you get to the voicemail section, some fucktard called in who obviously has a podcast of some sort, which probably isn't that great because I have no idea what it's called and don't remember him ever calling it before. But when he started talking about that and disrespecting you and the podcast and the freaks, I was pissed. So, I mean, you know, that must be some sort of indication that I'm a freak, and yes. I don't know.
You're willing to defend my honor.
Yeah, I just appreciate what you do every day, for us. And I don't know.
I'm a giver.
I feel like I'm a pretty intelligent person and work my ass off and get done with my day and I'm stressed out of my fucking mind and
tune in to the start of you, listen to some cum farts and fisting porn
to
make you feel better about your life,
and
at least I don't have a goddamn fist up my ass.
Laugh at things that really I wouldn't laugh to at in my day to day.
You take 30 minutes, you listen to the show, and you can laugh at the things you're not supposed to laugh at. That's what Distorted View is all about. Ding! All right, next voicemail here.
Jagu Team Cassandra Henson, this is Pierre from New York. I just watched a DVD log called Train, and it was excellent. Alas, thank you very much.
Yes, that's the Lazy Boy cartoon that now everyone can enjoy just by going to Newgrounds. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today so you guys can check it out.
Timothy James Jamhole Molester Henson.
La 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 la.
Jigoo.
Jigoo.
It's Crystal Liquor. I've got a boner to pick with you.
All right.
I don't understand something.
Yeah.
Why were you so negative about those orgasm births or whatever they're called? You're the kind of guy who's supposed to support those kind of things.
Oh.
You're supposed to endorse it. You're supposed to donate for
it. I think it's stupid.
I don't understand you. Timmy, you're slipping.
It's because I know that these women who... I don't buy it. I don't buy that women are having orgasms while this giant 9-pound cunt turd... It's like being pushed out of their pussy. Like, that can't feel good.
I know people get all pissed off when someone decides they invented something which is like a million years old. It was like that lady who decided she invented sex. Stupid bitch. You probably thought you fell out of the sky. Anyway, talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Chaco. Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
That's right. Thank you, old lady.
Good Jew. This is Matt. Just started listening to this fucked up show. Just going through all the back podcasts you've done. Came across the girl who's fucking jacking off with maggots.
Uh-huh, right.
As disgusting as that was, all I could think is, meh, I've had worse dates. Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye. Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. That was actually the second maggot in pussy story that I read on Distorted View. If you go back even further in the archives, you might have to sign up for the sideshow for that, because I think that's a really old one. It might have been on the Best of Show at some point, too, where she actually gets infected from fucking herself with maggots. All right, next up here.
Hey, Dan, the purpose of this voicemail is to inquire if you have ever heard of a product called Wired XPP. Yes, because you are a cola product freak, I was wondering if you have heard of it, since this is another product made with real cane sugar and not corn syrup. Anyways.
I didn't get that. What did you say? What's the name of the product?
Hey, Dan, the purpose of this voicemail is to inquire if you have ever heard of a product called Wired XPP.
No, yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Tim, I got a bone to pick with you.
All right.
You cut off in the middle of my voice message yesterday before I could tell you I was going to pay for you to upgrade to XP. So,
well,
I also had a freak moment.
Oh, okay, go on.
Cops came to my school talking about drunk driving, told the story about this little girl who got hit and flew 4 blocks down, and they showed a bunch of pictures of dead bodies and wrecked cars, and I laughed uncontrollably. So yeah.
Bravo, my friend. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, it's Kerosene. I keep hearing about how Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Uh-huh. I don't know anything about that.
I was looking around, and it turns out Wing was on an episode of Distorted View.
Ha! I see what you did there. You flippity-flopped it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
But I got a big push. You can swim in that thing, so.
Vote for us a podcast, Allie. Looky, looky, we're in the top 10. If you haven't voted for us, do so now. Now's the time when you really want to start voting and push us up there. Push us up there. I'm a retard. Yeah, subscribe via iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are a Sideshow member, got a bonus episode in a video cast for you. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Do you really want to hurt?